Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles. This is Monique Leray, and this is The Startup. I have had the absolute pleasure to spend the last few hours with the amazing Amy Berkowitz. She's in town. She's in the house. She flew in from the East Coast, from Miami. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm really good.
Hanging out with you.
I know, it's fun.
So much fun.
Where did we go? Hamptons 818?
Fabulous.
They loved us there.
Loved.
I think
great venue.
It's a great venue. We're absolutely coming back.
Totally.
So welcome to the West Coast. Thank I know you're here a lot.
I love California and love Los Angeles and just have a great energy here, and it's so much fun.
We've got a beautiful view for you, Amy. We've got the mountains going on over here, and thank you. I know it's like a holiday week, and happy, it's Hanukkah today, right? So happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah to all of those.
And Merry Christmas. So thank you for coming out. And so Amy is a titan. I think that she is just a phenomenal young lady that I'm learning from, fashion-wise, you know, engineering and just creative. I think that you've put together such a beautiful resume in your workspace. Can you share with the listeners a little bit about your background and who you are?
Well, my background is I actually went to CalArts here right outside of Los Angeles and graduated a long time ago, but studied graphic design and animation and segued into the fashion industry where I grew up in Philadelphia. And hence built businesses and designed and now work with entrepreneurial designers. And my lead designer that I am working with right now, and I'm so proud to be part of her package, is Donna Lea. Donna Lea collection is out of Miami, and it's very inspiring and entrepreneurial. And it's just fun to bring her brand out to the West Coast, which we are so excited about.
Absolutely. I mean, Donna Lea, it just rolls off your tongue, first of all. And Miami is like the funnest city. I mean, how can you not have fun doing fashion in that area and all over? I mean, you guys are coming out here now.
Donna Lea has such an inspiring mind as far as looking for new fabrications and art and technology, how to make things a little bit more cutting edge and state of the art of what's happening in for the young and for middle-aged women as well, but just to be having comfort and fashion and lots of style.
So that's a good point. And I think, you know, I'm still very much a novice when it comes to fashion. I throw things together and it somehow comes together for me. But Magic Show and Fashion Week is all I've got down. So please tell us a little bit more what the vision is for the things that you were just sharing for 2020 anyway, for, you know, put it all together.
Well, Donna has she studied at Columbia and went to FIT and just has a very good sense of design, along with understanding what is comfortable for a young woman, an entrepreneur, and people that are out there that want to be free and easy. So with that being said, there's always an attention getter to some of the things that to be noticed as a woman and to be empowered by what she's wearing.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I strive for in helping young designers, whether male or female, is to make them feel pretty strong as risk takers.
Okay.
Donna Lea Designs definitely has that motivation of being a risk taker in trying fabrications and looks that might be a little bit more avant-garde.
Okay.
Metallics are very hot right now. 80s are very hot right now. Dawn is a dancer. She dances disco. And
hell
with that,
yeah.
And with that being said, all of these things intertwine into who she is and what we're trying to collectively put together for the audience, which is the world.
Yes.
Trying to go after the world and the globe.
Yes.
To share her designs.
I think that that's really an amazing era. And I mean, I was, you know, made in the 70s, the late 70s. So I'm disco in my heart. But, you know, going worldwide with it and being avant-garde that is because you teach fashion also, right? So you have to tell your students how to move around in this space.
You have to be willing to take that risk. So having been a professor and teaching design for quite a while, it's you have to be prepared to fall down, and you have to be prepared to get up again. And it takes a lot of risk and courage. All of the designers I've worked with have an extreme amount of courage. Donna has a lot of courage to be empowered to go out there and not be afraid to show her designs,
yeah,
which have been celebrated in Los Angeles, in Miami, and just, you know, we're just pushing the envelope to see what can be done.
I think history always favors well with people who do that. I mean, I don't find anyone that's not talked about or highly regarded that hasn't taken a chance and really, because it's a conversation piece. I mean, I just saw her gold jumper, you guys, at brunch, and I'm like, I need one in a size large.
I know.
She's got this hot, all I need is some roller skates with that thing. It's gorgeous.
It's just fun. I mean, it's all about having fun. And what I do tell my students is that to take that risk and not to be afraid, because there is always an audience out there somehow.
Yeah.
And if you think that it is just for, like, it takes a village.
Yeah.
To make this all happen. So you need to surround yourself with the right people. So as Startup, as your show is called, Startup is a long word.
Yeah.
It's miles and miles of time that it takes, and it's a process. So whoever is listening and wants to be a fashion designer and wants to get out there and design, whether you're designing a chair, a toaster, or something that you're wearing, as Don is doing so eloquently, that it takes time and it's a process and things do not happen overnight. As our climate is changing so dramatically in retail, I grew up in the retail marketplace and it's changed. So yeah, because of Instagram and Facebook and all these other ways to advertise and get your name out there, you have to be very spontaneous.
Yeah. Yeah.
And being able to talk about what you do on the spot. So being ready is really being ready.
I like what you're saying, and I think that you're right. The startup is truly a marathon. It is not a sprint, you guys. It is not a sprint. It is a marathon, and you have to pace yourself. And many phases of your business depend on you. I mean, you've answered the call many times when you've started businesses, right? And it's kind of grown into, I mean, you guys have to look up Amy Berkowitz. Your work landscape is amazing. Commissioning.
You.
Well, you're welcome. Is it hard to take a compliment? It is.
It
right?
is. I'm not used to that, but
yeah. But did you commission some stuff for major department stores?
Yes, I've done lots of private label and done lots of things for well-known brands. However, it is never easy.
Yeah,
it is never easy. Making something doesn't mean that it's always going to fit. Making something doesn't mean that everybody's going to like it. And you have to be able to have very strong shoulders and stand tall and believe in what you do. So more than anything, you have to believe in what you do, because most people are sheep.
Oh. All right. Let's talk about it.
And most people will follow. So if you have something that is hot, as Donna Leia is making these fantastic, from gowns to everyday wear to footwear to
this
handbags.
Beautiful bag, by the way, you guys. Check this out on Facebook.
And everything is made in America.
Which is awesome. We need more of that right now.
So, but once you have someone that likes it, then other people will follow.
Yeah, that's true. You got to leverage it. We were talking about this at brunch. You do one thing well and leverage that one thing well, and you turn it into something else. And I like what you're saying about standing strong and not worrying about what people say. I mean, yeah, you want some feedback. You want constructive feedback, but you have to trust your vision for the brand. What can we look forward to with Donna Leia for 2020 specifically? I know that those onesie jumpers are hot, those tracksuits. What else were you excited besides this bag as well? What are you excited to get out there? Can you tell us?
We're doing, secretively, mm-hmm, a series of gowns, evening gowns, which is a separate division of the Donna Lea collection,
great,
which are very dramatic statement pieces and really need to be seen. We're in the process of producing those right now.
Okay, good. So you're going to roll it out. Can we get an exclusive when you get it? I would love
absolutely
to see it.
Absolutely.
I cannot wait to see. So if someone is out there, because you touched on this, if someone's out there and they're toying with the idea of becoming a fashion designer, you did lay out a couple of things that are really great to consider when doing that. But how does one get started in this business? It seems like that highway has a lot of traffic on it.
Well, first of all, you need to have some sort of a business plan.
That
somewhat
helps
of a business plan.
Even if it's a one sheet.
and most designers who go to either art school or don't go to school or just have an idea may not have that. But you need to know what your budget is.
Okay.
It takes a lot of money to be able to go from A to Z.
The dirty B word, the budget.
The budget and the M-O-N-E-Y word.
Yeah.
It takes a fair amount of money, a lot of money. And you have to be prepared to know that you might lose that money. You can be hot one day and not the next.
Yeah.
You can be a one-hit wonder, as we all know about that.
Yeah.
And then it's over. So in the fashion industry, as soon as you finish one thing, before you start the next thing, you have to already be working on the next
thing.
So it's
God.
The fashion doesn't sleep. It's very fast. And as you can see out in the industry right now, retail is not what it used to be. So department stores are really, I don't know if I should say this, but they are real estate.
Yeah.
They're in the real estate business because they lease space. Fast fashion, as you know it, moves very quickly. It's disposable clothing. Millennials who would like things that are quick, easy, out. So to get classic clothing, as Donna Lea is making classic clothing that will be sustainable, and to do sustainable clothing is very important to, and then that leads into our environment. So
yeah. And I like that. It's a clothing brand with a conscience. And I think with your background, with her brand, you guys are also creating like a fashion experience, if you will. And we've talked about some things that we can't announce yet that are coming up.
Right. And lifestyle. So yeah, the Donna Lea brand also is creating a lifestyle brand. Not only does she design clothing, but she also has a love of art and fashion and furniture and that's coming up in the future as well.
That's exciting. So it's like a collection that's coming up.
So it's about lifestyle.
Lifestyle. So tell us a little bit more about Donna Lea and where she's from and, you know, what was her inspiration to get started and how can we get familiar with her brand?
She's from New York and has lived in Florida for a little over a decade and studied at Columbia University and FIT studying image design. And she loves color and sparkle and just things that are comfortable. She's all about comfort. So going forward in 2020, a lot of the collection will be based on comfort and sustainability.
Okay, good. I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
So where can one find Donna Lea today?
We do have a website. We are in the process because we are new and we are just starting that up, but it is www.donnaleahdesigns.com. And be patient with us, please, as we are just doing photo shoots and magazine layouts and interviews and getting the brand out there. And this is truly a startup,
yeah,
if you will. We have been in business as a launch less than 1 year.
Oh, wow. Okay, you guys are really... This is the startup with Monique Lerae, you guys.
This is baby.
This is the baby, right.
This is a baby. The baby is
it's an infant.
Just birthing.
Okay. Right now. are we in labor?
We're out of labor, but we're there.
I love it. Okay, so tell me for, you know, because I know that you're teaching for your students, like let's say they got the money part, right? They got a little something. Like, give me an idea of what someone would need to start. And I know every design is different. Every line is different.
It really depends on the capacity and the volume of work that you're planning on. It depends.
Yeah,
if you are making or importing or you're getting your fabrications, I've made things from all around the world. But if you want to keep it local and keep it small, I always say to take baby steps, because you don't know exactly how much you will need. That's why you need a business plan. You need to know from whether it's an investor, an angel investor, a partner, how much money you have to play with, as well as what can you experiment. Because the R&D, research and development, is a process that takes time. So that doesn't mean that every pattern you make is going to be a winner.
Okay. Yeah.
You might have a collection can consist of 24 to 30 items of a collection, but that doesn't mean that everything's going to sell, and that doesn't mean that everything will fit and be right on the same body type. So you have to ask yourself initially, who is your customer?
Mm-hmm. Where does this live? Yeah.
Who is your muse? Who is the girl that you're going after, or guy, or pet, or whatever it is?
Or foot.
But you have to, who are you trying to track? So working with Donna, and knowing who she's the customer.
Yeah.
She's the customer. So what does that look like? That looks like an entrepreneurial, sophisticated girl from Miami. But that girl also travels, and she is spirited, and she dances, and she's fun. So we have to think about, who is that target market? That target market is the ages between X and X. Mm-hmm. And then we can go after that and know what her daily life is. Does she wake up and does she walk on the beach, or does she do yoga, or does she play records and dance, or does she go right to work and sits behind a desk? Mm-hmm. So you have to know who your customer is, and then you can better formulate the anticipation of the brand.
I like that, because I start off in pajamas. So it's pajamas and coffee and then work, and then I don't know what happens next after that, but there's definitely some outfits in there. But that's good that you identify the market. Where does it live? Who is it? Who's shopping? And, you know, you also are a badass graphic designer, right? I mean, am I allowed to say that? Like, she's like the walking Fiverr.com, you guys, for you dot-comers. Like, she can do it, right? And that goes hand in hand with design. You've got to have that.
Well, because we need the collateral material to be able to sell the product. So when you have it as a hobby, when you're making it by yourself, nobody knows about it. So in order to graphically put it out there to the world, the globe, because we live in this
digital
age, that's what you have to do. So you have to make it appealing so that someone looks at it. And how do you make it different? How do you make those same scrambled eggs different so that somebody can look at that and your coffee cup different? So reaching a lot of different audiences, you have to be really cognitive of what you're doing.
Okay.
And as we are visual people and live in a visual world, our first look is what we remember.
It's very true. It's very true. And it's goes away like that. So you have to have staying power, right?
Right.
You say she works with a lot of colors. I've seen the collection. I was really impressed. I met Donna Leia's collection and her team and Amy at an event about 2.5-3 weeks ago. And I saw your models and I'm like, wow, it was black and white, but the gal that was wearing it, she was slim. It looked good. And then you had two gals, you like tag teamed me with the color and the florals. And it was sleek and really well done. And
thank
there was a
you.
Presence. You're welcome.
Thank you. We have about 25 pieces right now in the collection, which we are merchandising in a way that we want to sell it.
Yes.
This is out to sell. So again, once we have the website up and going, and we will be at pop-up shops and different venues throughout the U.S. and most likely Los Angeles, Miami, New York.
We're going to make that happen. We've got to have some Donna Leia over here, because we've got people on the beach and like colors. And California, you know, our weather, we can do colors around. It's not New York. But is that white rule still in effect? Because I've messed up.
No, I think that anything goes now. Anything goes, anywhere, anytime.
Yeah.
And you just have to be confident. If you have confidence and you act like you own it, then you will own it. And either you have it or you don't have it.
Yeah, well, where do they sell that? Where do they sell it?
You're born with it, baby.
I know. I'm just messing with you. So, okay. I'm really excited about talking more about Donna Lea on the West Coast. Do you think that Donna Lea is going to be regional, meaning the inspirations you talked about, you shared with me earlier at brunch when you traveled and you've, you know, seen the different fabrics and you've got the essence of the cities. Do you think Donna Lea will be like have a regional feel to it?
We hope so. I mean, that is the goal. When Donna looks for fabric, and she is the one that picks the fabric, she is the one that decides on the shape and the silhouette.
Okay.
And having our fit model, and she's the fit model also, it has to feel good. So Donna is very clear on what she wants. And what's so much fun working with Donna is that there are many trend reports. There are many magazines. There are many ways to find out what is hot and what is not. Mm-hmm. Donna instinctively has the intuitive intuition as to what to go to. And bar none, she gets it every single time.
Wow. That is a talent then.
It's a talent. It is a remarkable talent.
Wow. Okay. And that's coming from you, which you've worked with every like hot everything. I mean, where's your resume so we can put it up for the people?
Oh God, no.
Can we share a little bit of your resume? Because she's not just getting paid to say this, people. I mean, fashion is trendy. Fashion is, I would say, a little moody at times, right? I mean, it's kind of like the weather.
Well, it's fast. So either, you know, you can get in a lot of trouble if you make promises that you can't keep.
What do you mean? Give me an example of that.
For instance, I used to do private label with Bloomingdale's, Neiman Marcus, Saks Fifth Avenue.
Wow.
And if you cannot deliver, then they don't want you. There's somebody else. So you are always replaceable.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. You're only as good as your last gig.
Right. So it's like an actor.
Oh, okay.
So you have to move quickly and you have to understand the motivation behind, because buyers at stores have budgets. And if you don't fulfill that budget, then they'll find someone else to do it.
Yeah. So and you don't want to mess up the integrity of your vision fitting into a budget also, though. I'm guessing that was where the stress would come in.
But you know, I've imported a lot of things from different countries, and sometimes the shipments don't show up on time, or maybe they are sewn in backwards, or so things can happen. So as a young designer, you have to be prepared to understand that things go wrong, and if they do, they will.
Okay. Well, I think we touched on this as well. You could probably write a book from all the things between my reality TV days and you. You got to recall all of that. We got to get the champagne popping.
Right.
But to that point, let's talk about the fashion weeks. So on my vision board, before we met, which is really interesting, we talked about Abraham at lunch as well. But I was envisioning next year, I'll do a couple fashion shows and just go there, you know, with LA Talk, do some interviews and just like, you know, mix it up and learn, you know. And I've been to New York Fashion Week first, but tell me more about the landscape behind the scenes at Fashion Week, because that's got to be a crazy thing, talking about things coming
in.
Well,
I have been to Fashion Week. I've done fashion shows with other brands that I have worked with, and it is extremely hectic. I've done it in New York. I've done it in LA, Chicago, Miami, and it's very, very hectic. So if you are not prepared, and even finding models. Sometimes some of these events, I've done shows where you have to find your own models.
And like last minute?
No, right then and there.
Oh my God.
Which is really insane.
Sounds
sometimes the music doesn't work. Sometimes the runway falls apart. The lighting isn't adequate. And sometimes, actually, when I came out last 2 weeks ago for the event that I did, my models had not tried on the garments. So it was, I pray that they fit. And fortunately, they fit and they were fantastically glamorous of the Donna Lea collection.
Yes.
But these are things that can happen during Fashion Week or any event for that matter. So you need a team of people. You need a very strong team. So you are only as strong as your weakest link. Yeah. So once it goes down hard like a domino effect.
Have you really seen people eat it before? I don't want you to have to say names, but like, how do you recover from that? You know, where it's just, because I've seen some runway falls. I mean, those aren't great. But people that get back up is nice.
But that's the whole part of it, is that you do have to get back up. And we've all had experiences, whether it's business or friendships or something that has happened along the way of your lifeline, that you have to get back up. So the empowerment of even starting, wanting to do a startup.
Yeah.
Is you have to have.
You have to have balls.
The guts. You took the words right out of my
mouth. We can curse. We're on .com here. Donnelly, we curse on this show. I hope you're not offended.
But you really have to have a lot of guts to do this, because it doesn't mean that it will all work out.
You got to keep going. And so, okay. And that's a really great point. I think with the wine caterers, I had to find out what it was. And I had to go where the energy is. And, okay, I want it to be A, but A's not making money, so I have to go to B. And because there's energy over here at B. And sometimes you have to, you know, tuck your pride away and go where the energy is, because that's where the money is. And starting up, you have to keep starting. You know, it's a new day every day, which is redundant. But well, it's, you know.
Sometimes, you know, the money that you may make, it takes a while. It's not like you're going to see a return right away.
Yeah.
Typically, you put the money right back into it, because you need photographers, you need makeup people, you need a good, strong team of people. That is my strongest advice to anyone that's starting, is make sure you're with people, number one, that you trust.
Okay.
That you believe in, and that also have your vision.
Yeah. The share your vision. I mean, you started young in the workforce, and you I remember you said something at school, like, what do they want? Tell us that story about when you were, and how you found your way here.
I grew up in the fashion industry. My family has a store in Philadelphia, where I'm originally from, 5 generations. So I grew up with needle and thread. At my niece. Exactly. So when I was young, in, I think, elementary school, when the teacher went around the classroom and asked all the little girls what they wanted to do, and most of them said they wanted to be mommies, I said I wanted to work.
She wanted to work, you guys.
And I was sent to the principal's office, and I never kind of looked back on that, because I like to work.
Can you imagine that? You got punished for wanting to work.
Well,
that's insane to me. That blows my mind when you say that to me.
Well, times are different now. However,
yeah,
to have a passion about something, and I love art, mm-hmm. and I've studied art my entire life, and that's another joy that I have working with Donna Leah, is that she loves art.
Yeah.
So talking about art and design is magic.
It's like the perfect marriage, you two, that you found each other. And in Miami, because I think they just did Art Basel also. And
Yes. That's
a lot of cool inspiration. I've been down in that area when I was casting a show, and we wound up. But I'd never been to Art Basel, but I saw the areas, and I could feel the energy there.
It's a crazy time.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to hear more about 2020 and the things you guys are going to do together. Right now, we have a caller, Asada Jenkins. And Asada, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Thank you for calling the Startup with Monique LeRae. We've got Amy Berkowitz here on the line as well. So say hello to her.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing as well?
How are you?
Well, you know, so Asada is a veteran. Actually, are you active military right now, or refresh
yes,
us?
I've been in the Army for the last 18 and a half years.
Oh, well, thank you for what
wow.
you do.
Active duty.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you. That's amazing.
It's amazing. And she's actually a designer as well. She's just getting started. Her startup is called Crafts by Queen. She does art items and fashion. Tell us more about your brand.
So with my brand, it's Craft by Queen with a Q. So Craft with a Q. And it's just like she said, I am startup. I too have only been in business a little over a year.
Congratulations.
And I specialize in wreaths, customized tumblers, wine glasses, coasters, bracelets, and things like that.
Well, I love that. What was your inspiration while still in the military? Maybe this is your creative outlet, I'm guessing, but like, what was your inspiration to start this business?
So at first it was how it started. I would make the reach from my front door for my house.
Okay.
And then people would see it and say, hey, I love your wreath. Can you make me one? And I would make them a wreath as well. And then finally I was like, hold on, what am I doing? And so it started from there and I'm like, okay. And eventually it just grew and grew and grew. And people would just see things that I would create for myself.
Sure.
And ask me to make it for them as well. But now it became a passion. And again, I'm at 18 and a half years, so I plan on retiring from the Army at 20 years.
Wow.
So now I'm on the preparation of, okay, what am I going to do beyond the military? So that's why Craft by Queen turned into an LLC, and I'm, you know, trying to grow it. So by the time I do retire, this can be, you know, what I do full time.
Well, I love that. And I think that that just goes to the point where I would say, just begin, just start. If you a one page business plan, if you're just playing around, you know, with your passion and you're not quite sure, just start. You don't have to see the whole staircase. You don't have to see the whole way.
It sounds really
exactly.
Great. I would try and focus on like a couple different things and just put your mind towards that. So this way you have a definite saleable items. Something in Florida, it's called Operation 120. And it's something that Donna Leia Designs is actually going to be part of. We're creating an item for that. And what it is, you can look it up, and it's for veteran women.
Ooh.
And
okay.
It's
okay.
Very cool. It is an organization. It's brand new, actually. And it's called Operation 120. I'm kind of doing a pitch for them. Hopefully they can hear
yeah,
this.
They've got to hook
but
it.
It's super cool. And it's for veteran women.
I like that.
There's a lot of women. So maybe you can reach out to them. And that's only in South Florida.
Okay.
However, I don't know where it's going to go. And I'm working with them. And Donna is going to be designing an item for them for women vets. So my advice to you would be to just keep doing this and creating things and get it out there. Take pictures of everything you do and tell everybody. This cannot be a secret. And I'm so glad that you called.
No, ma'am.
Yes. And
yes.
You know, Asada,
thank you for the advice.
I think when you're saying just focus on a couple things, like you're doing a few different items, you're saying just focus on a few items and do it really well, right? Is that what
you're
saying?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you're making a lot of different things, from tabletop to accessories to, and maybe just really like hone in on what you love making the best. And also, it's fun to do focus groups.
Okay.
So get 10 of your girlfriends, or get not even your girlfriends, but just go to random places and go up to them. Don't be afraid.
Yes.
And ask them what they like. Would you wear this? Would you buy this? And how much would you spend for this?
I love that. Well, you've got the expert here. You got lucky today, Asada, that Amy's in the house. So that was great advice. Where can we find Crafts by Queen? Can you tell the followers where we could find you?
Yes. So currently, I'm putting up a website, and it will be www.craftsbyqueen.com, and that's QRAFTSBYQueen.com. And then I'm also Crafts by Queen on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and happy holidays, Asada. Nice to speak with you.
All right. Happy holidays to you all. And I appreciate you allowing me to call in and talk about Craft by Queen.
You got it. We'll be
good
looking for you.
Good luck to you.
Absolutely. I think, you know, Queen could be in Magic Show. I think her having a booth there could be something. I mean, you're saying just always be doing something. Get out there and don't stop, right?
Don't stop, but you have to know your budget. So make a business plan.
a business plan. Speaking of that, score.org, they're not paying for me to endorse them yet, but I still love them. Score.org, you can get a basic business plan template. Just go on there and type in business plan. And now what people are doing, not those 4 and 5 pagers that you would get for the bank to get a loan. You can do a 1-pager and like a quick plan. So even if you just start there, what's your advice for that though? Did you have a big one?
I think that's a great thing to do, but write down all your costs. What does it cost you to make these things? And then know what the market will bear and get these focus groups and see what people will pay for this. And
focus group is a great idea.
But get some concepts from people on what it is exactly that maybe they can give you some inspiration to make something for the market that you are targeting. Know your market.
Know your market. Donna Leia is... her designs are so unique, and I'm wondering, when you ask yourself and you're targeting your market, do you say, I know I'm a unique designer, I know no one's like me, but is it smart and wise to look at who might be similar?
Competition. So competition is another topic which is very relevant. So basically it's a wheel. One of the things that I teach is product development. Mm-hmm. And developing a product is not easy. It is very arduous. But you have to know. So we know who our customer is. Then we have to know what the budget is, of course, but what the market will bear and who your competitors are. So who, if you're making a product, whether it is something that is a soft goods or whether it is whatever, music,
yeah.
Who is your competition and what does that sell for? So you want to be somewhere in the same bracket of costs,
yeah,
rather than not too high, not too low. And do you want to sell to Target or do you want to sell to Neiman Marcus?
Yeah.
Or do you want to sell to Bertolf Goodman? You have to really know where you want to be and what it will cost.
Yeah, your cost, your bracket, aka your profit margin.
Correct.
Nowadays, with having the brick and mortar, I feel like it is an experience. Like we were talking about Agent Provocateur for the female lingerie lines, having the champagne, closing the windows. That is an experience. Online, you want it. You want it now. You want it in a day or two. I think with your brand, Donna Leia, you're going to live in both of those spaces, aren't you?
We'd rather go direct to the consumer and sell directly. So through Instagram, through websites, through other pop-up shops, we will not have an inventory of thousands of units.
Okay.
We will make the gowns custom.
Okay.
And we will do the ready-to-wear, have a small inventory that we can sell right off the rack.
Maybe next year we'll see some of your Donna Leia designs on some people at some award shows. You never know.
Award shows, that's what we want.
Well, that's what we're going for, baby.
Yeah.
I feel like 2020 is going to be great. It's the end of the decade.
It's a new
energy.
Decade. Yep.
Yeah, and fashion is changing, and everybody needs clothes. You're never going to go out of business doing that if you do it right and you listen to your customers. You know, we all need to put clothes on.
And it's okay to switch up what you like.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all about comfort. So Donna is all about comfort and style, sophistication, and empowerment.
I like that. Empowerment is where it's at. Now, you said she's very charitable. What are the charities that she rocks with? Who are the...
We just recently did a campaign for the Go Pink during October, Breast Cancer Month, mm-hmm. in Boca Raton.
Mm-hmm.
And Donna had some outfits there and did some celebrity gifting there as well. And with the Operation 120, we'll be working with that. The Boys and Girls Club of New York, we Madison Avenue, we were part of that, and Women in Distress.
Good.
So we work with different organizations. Dawn is very charitable and giving back for women.
I love that. Where can we find her? In Miami, she's online now. Is there a brick and mortar in Miami now? Or
no.
No, not yet.
No.
Okay.
Direct to consumer.
Direct to consumer. What do you think about QVC? I don't know much about that space. Is that, not, obviously this isn't that, but when it comes to fashion in general, is that, what is that like?
That's good. I've personally have worked with QVC and HSN, and it's great if you're prepared.
Okay.
You need to really be prepared.
Because you're going to get hit with the mortars, and it's no joke.
It can be very good, but you have to be really ready with a lot of inventory, and that's not our business model right now.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Couture, because, you know, I'm a novice, like I said, with fashion, but couture, can you explain to my listeners and my viewers what the difference is? I have an idea on what that is, and, you know, custom pieces, but can you tell us exactly what that
couture
is?
Couture can deal with fabrication, fit, style, conversation pieces. Some of the pieces that Donna will be doing for her gowns mm-hmm. are extremely high-end couture,
great.
Which are conversation pieces. When she walks into a room, or whomever purchases one of these gowns when they walk into a room, will be stopped and noticed. And and that's
always
conversation.
Good. It's always good. You need that on a red carpet anyway.
Total red carpet.
Yes, avant-garde.
Yes.
I love that. I love that. And did you see Lizzo's little purse?
Yes.
What did you think about that?
It's fabulous. It's fun. You know, it's really all about fun. We can't be that serious about all of it. We
right.
live in a crazy world right now.
Beyond.
And so if we can have some humor and have some love with what we do as far as how we physically look and go about our day, then we win.
Don't take yourself so serious. Have a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
That purse was insane. I love it. I think they're selling them, right?
I think so,
yeah. Those are great. So for some of the best sellers for Donna Lea, can you give us a little idea on what those are?
The jogging outfits that we have are great because it's you can go from day with your fun sneakers that she's coming up with an entire sneaker collection.
Love it.
And some backpacks, which are fabulous, but they're really easy. You can go shopping, then you can change your shoes out and then go to the movies, or even put on, you know, a pump.
Ooh.
And ready to go.
I like that, because if I can go from a sneaker to a pump.
And they're all very affordable.
Yeah, so what is the price point range?
The price points for jogging outfit, the entire outfit, is under $300.
Great.
Yeah.
Juicy kind of.
Yeah.
Price range. I mean, yeah. I'm just saying.
In that range.
Area. Yeah.
And it's all comfortable. Like, it's super comfortable. And the best thing about it, we can mix and match with a legging, a skirt, a jacket, a hoodie, a t-shirt. And it all is coordinated together with color and combination.
And it's made in the USA, guys.
USA, right in Miami.
I can't tell you how many times I look at some things and I'm like, I might as well be made in China. And I got love for China. But, you know, it's good to try to keep it in your home team and support locally. And Miami is a fantastic town. So I think we should plug exactly where we could find Donna Lea one more time in case people were
www.donnalea.com.
Beautiful. Last question. I just thought
yes,
of this.
Ma'am.
Okay. Ball gowns, you know, we're doing, you know, red carpets. What about weddings? That's a big industry. Does she do any custom, like
Absolutely. You know, a lot of it is custom. Donna gets calls all the time, you know, can you design me this and this and this? And so we have a list of different events. Between Palm Beach and Miami Beach, we're set.
You're set. Okay, good. So if you guys have that wedding coming up, or you know someone and you want a little taste of South Beach meets West Coast meets the world, Donna Lea is your lady. And you're going to see a lot of her on the West Coast. Amy and I are teaming up. We've got a lot of hot things coming on the West to bring that beautiful South Beach feel here. And I'm excited. I think I'll be posting some stuff because you're going to be sending me photos and we're going to be posting things. All right, you guys. Now, let me just do some plugs because you guys know I have a lot of things coming up. So if you're not following me already on Instagram, please do that. The Startup with Monique LeRae. Also, my personal Instagram for a lot of fun pictures and shenanigans, at Monique LeRae Stinson. And if you are a wine lover, I know it's the holiday season, why don't you follow me on at The Wine Caterers? We do custom wine labels with my wine partner, Michael Solberg Family Wines. Leah Solberg is an amazing winemaker, second generation. I plug her a lot because I drink her wines. I believe in her family and the backstory of their wines. So what she does with the Cabernets are really amazing. She makes a hybrid, not a blend, not a mix, because it's not 50-50. She does 5% of Merlot in her cabs and vice versa for the Merlot. So Merlot in the little cab and the cab in a little bit of Merlot. So it adds some structure. It pairs well with your wine glass, as she likes to say. She was featured on Saturday Night Live recently, featured at the Emmys this year. She just came out with a custom label for wine enthusiast rated Capocagna wines, and that's from Leah Von Dahl from the WWE. She's a wrestler and she's a wine connoisseur and a winemaker now. So check out Michael Sober Family Wines, and you can find her on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and the web. Also, I've got an event coming up February 15th of 2020, and it's going to be the Valentine Rewind with Real Housewives of Orange County star Lynn Curtin. And she's my homegirl. I absolutely love Lynn. She is a hustler. She's got a beautiful jewelry line. She's doing all kinds of things. So we're going to do a red carpet event in Santa Monica. So for those single entrepreneurs or even couples, after you've had your beautiful Valentine's dinner, for whomever feels left out on Valentine's, come and meet with like minds, business savvy people, a little splash of Hollywood, and network. So if you want to get a booth there, we have limited space, but we are red carpeting it out for you, and we're gonna have a DJ and mixers and snacks and wine. And what are you doing on February 15th?
I think it sounds like a plan.
I think you should. It's called a Valentine Rewind.
Oh my God. This sounds like such a plan. I think Donna Leia needs to have a garment out there.
I would love that. Maybe we'll dress Lynn. Who knows?
Oh, absolutely.
She's got a fit body, by the way. She does
We're
not
ready.
Play. I love that.
No stopping here.
No stopping. You guys, contact Amy. If you have an event or you know someone that's going to a red carpet or has a production event and wants a beautiful piece, something unique, reach out to Amy Berkowitz. What number can I give out? Can I give out an email? What are we going to do? Go to the website.
Yeah.
Go to the website and figure it out. Great. So the tickets for the Valentine Rewind are on Eventbrite, you guys. So just type in Valentine Rewind, Lynn Curtin, and it should pop right up. But you can also DM me. So follow me on Facebook as well and Twitter, Monique Leray, L-O-R-E, and then Stinson, S-T-I-N-S-O-N. I'm so glad you came in.
Thank you so much. This has been so much fun.
This is so
You're
great.
You're fabulous.
Thank you. You're fabulous, too.
You are totally fabulous.
I can't wait to wear that jumper. I'm getting that tracksuit.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do some photos.
Love it.
So what does this purse go for?
This purse is this little handbag. This goes with, actually, an entire fabulous, fantastic outfit, suede. This is 100% suede.
Beautiful.
With rhinestones and fringe, and this is made in Miami as well.
You guys can see that right on Facebook. Let's check that out. If you've got something going on, any cocktail events or something.
This bag is $800.
Wow, that's beautiful. That is no joke. I'm going to have to get that for a special occasion.
Yeah, really fun.
That
and
is fun.
And we can actually do it. It has DL for her initials, but we can put anyone's initials on there, actually.
A custom handbag?
Custom.
You could put MLS on there?
Absolutely.
I would love that.
Yeah.
All right. So that would go great with everything else that we just talked about. Well, you've been amazing.
Thank you.
What's next? You're welcome. What's next for you while you're in LA? You're going to be making your rounds? Do some more event
Merry
interviews?
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year 2020.
Yay, you guys. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to say thank you to everybody that's been supporting this show, supporting me throughout the year. I'm super grateful for everything that you do. And some of you are silent partners, and you know who you are, and I love you. Thank you for believing me. And I'm getting a little choked up because this was just an idea, and now we're rolling in with hot designers from the East Coast. I mean, we're going to blow up in 2020, I think. But
moving and shaking.
We're moving and shaping. So happy holidays. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy New Year. I will be back here next Sunday, but I'm just saying happy everything for this week. So get with someone that you love and encourage them. If they're an entrepreneur, a lot of times we run ourselves ragged all year. So give that entrepreneur friend of yours or any friend a call and just tell them that you appreciate them. And again, I've been promoting this lately, get that case of water. You can go to the 99-cent store and get that case of water. If you see somebody homeless in L.A., give them a bottle of water. Give them two. Get some snacks, some healthier snacks, and just help them out. You can't buy them a house, but maybe you can give them something to eat that day. So let's get this homeless problem under control. Maybe we just start by feeding somebody every day. And what will you start up today? Thanks, guys.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.